Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. It's Boy Bones and Bobby Benghazi spits at me. What's going on?
Talking about Uncle Stevie's loose asshole.
We were talking about Uncle Stevie's loose asshole.
I got a small talk.
Holy shit, make your back shiny new.
And I'm ready to do it.
Ready to fucking spit on it.
That's right, baby.
We are back. We are fresh off of our interview with Matt Shacha from Gun Media, Friday the 13th, Layers of Fear 2. And I figured it'd be a good idea for us to keep the Friday the 13th train rolling.
That's good. And I did just shit, in case you guys are wondering.
You ripped ass?
Yeah, you didn't hear it.
No, you just now?
Yeah, it was magnificent.
What kind of a rip? Was it a ripper or like a bomb?
It was like a rant.
Oh, it was like a duck.
Yep.
Damn, does it stink?
Oh.
No? Oh, so you're good then.
It was all just fucking talk. That was it.
It was all talk. That's the best feeling though, isn't it? This is a great way to start the show. Isn't it the best feeling when you rip one and you sit there and you take that whiff and it's nothing? It's like, oh, yes.
It is. It's the most relaxing shit you can take, because I consider farts shit. Like, if you fart around me, you shit it around me. I think it's the same thing.
Well, I mean, Jesus Christ, what Stevie's done around you, as far as you're concerned, holy shit.
Yeah. The only thing that could beat that, honestly, actually, I think it could be is a no wiper. That's probably the most relaxing.
Oh, my God.
Nothing. Isn't it? No wiper and a no stinker.
Oh, my God. You know, the worst, though, is when you fart. And you take that quick little, you know, that you check the air, you take that whiff, and you're like, okay, I'm good. Then you're sitting there, and then a few seconds later, it's like, oh, God damn, it fooled you.
Oh, that's the comeback.
Yeah, that's when you're ashamed of yourself.
That's when your asshole's mad at you, and then it wants you to figure it out, but then you're like, everything is all right, and you just ignore it, and then it lets you know if you find out yourself.
That's when your butthole is playing tricks on.
Yep. And then you got mud butt, and it's just all ruins your whole day. If you take a fucking shit too early in the day and it turns out to be swamp ass shit, your whole fucking day is ruined.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's that's probably the worst. I would honestly rather just go ahead and flat out shit my pants and then just deal with swamp ass every, you know, fucking 30 minutes.
Yeah. Oh God. I don't know. Well, now that we got all the shit talk out of the way. I don't know. Friday the 13th is just always fun to talk about. And shit, any excuse we had to talk about it, why the hell not? It's really fun.
Damn right.
So, Mickey, this week, as if you guys couldn't tell from the title, we are ranking our Friday the 13th, the movies of the Friday franchise. Mick, was this difficult for you? I know we're not getting into it now, but.
Yeah, it was not at all.
Really?
Nope. There was a few scratch marks on the list, but I mean, all in all.
Right. I was talking to Ghost, who was on last week's episode. She said that she thinks that me and you are going to have a similar list. And for some reason, I know that that does sound like it's probably going to happen, and it might, but I don't think we will with Friday for some reason.
I think it'll be similar in the beginning, but not at the end.
Yeah, probably. We'll see. You never know. But you want to get to the news?
What you got now?
What you got now, boy?
What I got now, boy?
It's time for Spitball in the News with Bobby Spitzer.
By the way, you can go to 12nightshorror.com, promotehorror.com, horrormoviestuff.com. Go check all of them out. They got you fixed for all your horror needs, short video clips, fucking short stories, all that shit. Like everything. Also, for everything we're about to go over now, you can go to slasherradio.com. You can check out all these articles, exclusives, our episode. You make one more thought.
They want a fucking hand job. That's too much.
I mean, we might be able to get Rob to, I don't know. We'll talk to him about it.
It can be our DH, our designated hand job.
DHJ? I feel like he'll be like the Hank Aaron DH.
Send him in.
Right. First up, this isn't really anything we can go over, but I think it's kind of cool. This article is written by AJ Rutherford, and she has a little, I don't know what to call it, man. Like, I guess segment's a decent word, but she has a little section where she, every once in a while, she will throw out there every couple months what she calls upcoming bleeds. And it's new and upcoming horror novels. And this is August through December. So she did one earlier in the year, detailing some movies that she thought, some books that she thought everyone should keep an eye out for. And Mink, you know what? Me and you aren't really readers, but they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad read for them.
It isn't. I mean, I think that a lot of good horror is inside these novels.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, some of them come from novels.
Yep. There was one that I fucking saw. I guess it was by Stephen King, that one I was telling you, Gerald's Game.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching that movie, and the whole entire time I was just, like, blown away by the story of it and, like, what was going on. And it said Stephen King, and I was like, what, there you go. There you go. Right. Now we know why.
Anything Stephen King, I mean, wrap it up, ship it out. But on this list, I'm just going to go over some of the titles so you guys can go check them out. There is The Living Dead, a new novel. And obviously this is based on George Romero's Living Dead. And Daniel Krause, it looks like. So I don't know exactly what that is, but shit, man. Fucking George Romero. Oh, my God. Clown in a Cornfield. Jesus Christ.
Anything to do with cornfields and then you put clowns on top of it is terrifying.
And that's the cool thing. I sound like a fucking 5-year-old. But the cover of this is really cool. It's like a cornfield shaped, like, you know, aliens, they'll morph shit in cornfields. And it's a clown face. I don't know what the hell's going on. Night of the Mannequins is on here. The Ghost Tree, that actually has a really cool cover too. So that's not bad. And The Hollow Places. Oh, no, there's a couple more on here. We won't go through all of them. You guys can go check them out. You know, AJ's into books heavily, obviously. So, I mean, if she's telling you guys check it out, you might want to check it out.
Be some good shit. Shit that changed your life. You never know.
Right? All right. Next up. Oh, this article is written by IR Chris. A Child's Play TV trailer lands for USA and Sci-Fi. Mick, have you seen the... It's not... I don't know if I call it a trailer. It's more of a teaser. But have you seen the video that came out?
For the TV show?
The TV show.
No.
It's pretty much just like a toy store. And it looks like it's all animated. I would imagine it's not animated like, you know, Batman cartoon animated. But, you know, kind of like real life animated. But it looks like it's all digital. And, you know, it's looking through stuff on the shelves, and then you see a silhouette of Chucky, and like I said, there's really nothing, it's not showing us anything, but it had the laugh in there, man, and that's all it needed for me.
Laugh can go a long way.
I know you're not really, you're more of a movie guy than a TV. Are you looking forward to this, to the Child's Play TV?
Yeah, because it's Chucky.
Right?
I was looking forward to the whole Scream thing, but I couldn't get into it.
Did you ever try it? Or you did, I think you said, right?
Yeah, I watched a good part of the first season, and I was into it. I was watching it, and then I kind of forgot about it, and I just didn't have the energy to draw me back in and pick it up.
Yeah, I can sit and watch a TV series. You know, I love Walking Dead. Everybody knows. There's a couple other things that I'll sit and watch. Big Brother is back. Fucking don't even get me started on that. So I will sit and watch some TV. So Scream it wasn't the greatest thing in the world, but it was something to throw on. This, I'm actually, it's got Durif in it, and yeah, like, oh, this is the shit right here. Like, this is it. So I'm really looking forward to catching
it. I hope it's good.
You know, I heard, and I forget exactly where I heard it. I didn't see this, like, cement anywhere or anything, so nobody quote me, but I seen something where they were going to go kind of into the backstory of Charles Lee Ray instead of, like, just diving right into Chucky. So that'd be kind of cool, too, to see.
Yeah, it would. Especially, like, how they started the first movie with showing you him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has a really good backstory.
Oh, yeah, dude. The voodoo and murder and, I mean, come on. Who wouldn't be interested?
Hope they take him back to those times, though, like...
Right, yeah. I don't know how much... See, if it's a TV series, you know, I don't know exactly how many episodes they were cleared for, but shit, man, they could... It's Child's Play, so you know Chucky's coming. I don't know how everybody would feel, but, dude, I wouldn't mind, like, half a season on Charles Lee Ray.
Nah, or even if they mixed in, like, you know, like, they can do both and intertwine it, you know, start the story and go into the whole Chucky thing and then... You know, kind of pull a Family Guy.
Yeah. True. You think that's bad?
You kicked me in the balls and cut me.
No. Who did do that? No.
I got a small talk.
Yeah, I don't know, man. See, the thing is, like, Scream, Wes Craven was lightly involved here and there. And this is, like, everybody's back for this. Director. Actors, like the whole fucking kit and caboodle. This is a story. This is them getting the opportunity to expand on such an iconic story from a movie. Like, that's really cool. Like, imagine if we could have went back. Like, Jason would be cool, man. Like, seeing his childhood and the mother, like Pamela, how she was crazy. That'd be kind of cool to see.
Yeah, it would. And TV shows, that's down with one, you know? You got a perfect platform.
Right.
To do that. Some TV shows, man, are better than movies in some ways, man. A lot of people are, you know, you look at The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Look at that. That show goes toe-to-toe with some of the best fucking mob movies, I guess you can say. Like, Goodfellas, Godfather, The Sopranos are up there. It's a TV show.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and then they kind of get fucked, too, because if they try and go into... First of all, there's only so far they can go regardless, so... Even if they go too far, like, we're in the age of three-hour movies and shit. Like, dude, I really don't want to sit and watch 3 hours. So then they go into that territory on it, and it gets gray. And it's like, who the hell wants to? And even then, like, you figure they would get, like, about an hour, you know, with commercials and everything. Who knows how much it really is. But if they get 6 episodes, that's 6 hours. Even if you do a three-hour movie, you're only getting half the time. So, yeah, it's TV shows. That's definitely where it's at. Dude, in all honesty, like, Michael Myers might be a decent one to get a little backstory on that. But I would think Jason, they could do a lot with that shit. Yeah.
They can even break that down and just having a Camp Crystal Lake alone. Uh-huh. So that's a huge setting for a TV series. You really wouldn't even have to leave the lake.
True. At least for a season.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe even more. Okay, so, I mean, there's really not much to say on that. They're not giving us much, so we're keeping our eyes out for anything upcoming on that. And we do have, we do receive press releases from Sci-Fi, so anything that comes out, you know, we're going to be one of the first to know about that, too. So that's another reason you got to go to slashradio.com, bookmark that bitch, and keep an eye on it. Next up, Halloween Kills update, and this article is by William Scrumpert. We went over it not last week, I think a couple of weeks ago, where it was pushed back and all that stuff, but I kind of wanted to get your take on this. There's talk of Laurie Strode not being the main character in Halloween Kill, and she's going to be more of like an emotional part of the movie, more so than... You know, the actual main character, and I forget the girl's name, but I think they're going to be pushing the main role onto the younger girl that was in the movie, her granddaughter.
Is this a Carpenter one?
Yeah, this is the one that was supposed to come out this year.
That's ballsy.
Right?
That's ballsy, man. But I think it's time, man. I mean, how much longer are you going to, you know, and this is no bad talk to Jamie Lee Curtis at all, but how much more are you going to use her? You know, like,
yeah.
Not in a bad way, but she's been Laurie forever.
Mm-hmm.
Those movies ain't going nowhere. I don't think you see a lot of people gotta understand, man, these horror movies, I know reboots and shit come out, fucking this new sequels like this one come out, and they'll probably hear, oh, Laurie Strode's fucking not gonna be in it and have a heart attack, but the old movies are not going nowhere. They're there. They're always gonna be there. They're always...
Mm-hmm.
There's no change is good. I mean, a different character.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a lot better with that than me. We talked about it with Scream, which we're not done talking with for this episode, but if I think it's more so because Carpenter has said the Halloween that came out in 18, Halloween Kills, and what is it, Halloween Ends, that's supposed to be the next one, whatever, stupid names, but he said this is it. We're getting three more, done. No more. So I look at Scream to where it seems like they're trying to not reboot as in the term as, you know, reboot a movie, but they're trying to get that franchise going again. And it seems like they're trying to have not just Scream 5, but they're looking forward towards Scream 6, 7, you know, who knows what else. So if it's two movies left, I don't know, man. It'll definitely set the table to where if there will be more. This is, you know, it's unfortunately the way to do it, because like I said, I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis, who knows, she don't want to be doing these movies forever. You know, no knock on her, because I love Jamie Lee Curtis. She's a phenomenal actress. But, you know, these actors that we've grown up with, and these are movies from the 80s, man. Halloween was in the 70s, late 70s. So it's like, how long are they going to be doing these roles? It's not going to be forever. Look at Robert Englund. We already had a taste of that.
That'll evolve at some point. I think that's a good angle. And yeah. I'm even give more props to the fact that it's Carpenter doing it. You know, for him to take the initiative to guide and drive forward with a new kind of outlook on it, it needs that, man. Like, you have to at some point turn that corner. And I think that's what holds a lot of good horror movies back from being great, is because, you know, they don't, and it gets drawn out. Like, we'll talk about it too in this Friday list that we got. I think that had hurt a lot some of the Fridays that come out.
Yeah, I can see that. But you know what, man, we just gotta wait and see. That's really
I think Wes Craven was the best at being able to just try new shit.
Yeah,
and it just working. You know,
I agree with that. Yeah.
Look what he did with New Nightmare.
Oh my god. That was I always just get going about fucking Wes Craven, man. He really, you're right, nobody's done it better than him. I mean, Scream, he went from, not even before Nightmare on Elm Street, with Hills Have Eyes. Like, look at the original Hills Have Eyes. And, you know, it was a great movie, but yeah, it was a very in its time movie. And then to what he did in Scream, and then not only forget about just Scream 4, like, dude, that is range, like, incredible, having your pulse on what's going on. I mean, yeah, dude, nobody does better than Wes.
But I'm looking forward to it. What about you? You think it'll turn out well?
Well, I wasn't crazy about the 18, and it might have been the hype, but it was a good movie. I liked it. You know, it wasn't measuring up to half the original Halloweens or nothing, but you know, for a 2018 Halloween movie, it wasn't bad. Yeah, so you know, my hopes aren't going to be too high up for this. They weren't too high up for the last one. This one, you know, they're probably, my expectations are going to be a little lower. Without Jamie Lee Curtis now, I'm just flat out nervous. Yeah, I'm not going to knock. I'm going to look up this girl's name. I'm not going to knock the actress. Because it's not, like I said, she didn't do a bad job. But can she carry a franchise? A Halloween franchise at that?
I'll give it a fair chance because Carpenter is in it.
Yeah.
But he's seen something.
Yeah. True. Yeah. I don't know, man. We'll wait and see. That's all we can do. Wait, see, and hope it don't suck. But last up, I kept it a little short this week because we're going through 9 fucking movies. Make Courtney Cox confirmed in the new Scream movie.
Oh shit, so now they're reeling them in, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get her.
Yep. David Arquette was confirmed. Now, Courtney Cox. I mean, they were trying to talk to Nick Campbell. Hell no. I don't know. Make, what are they doing? This article is by William Scrumper, by the way. But, Mink, what are they doing?
Working on the new thing, man.
I know, but it's like there's talks of, you know, new characters taking over, and it's like, but everybody's back, and David Arquette supposedly starring in the... I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I think the less we know, the better for the release.
Yeah.
And yeah. I hope they keep us in the dark on this one as much as possible, because I don't want to know too much. I really don't even want to know nothing. I just want to go in there and sit down and just watch the movie and see what happens. And I hope that's good. I have out of everything that's coming out right now, I'm more confident and straight. Because yeah. There's so much that you cannot fail on, because Wes didn't set it up for that. He always left it open for things to take a change and work out, or be the same. I mean, look at Ghostface. Ghostface is not the same killer, ever.
Yeah. But yet he is, in a way.
But yeah, he is. See, dude, that's fucking genius.
It really is.
You can do anything with Scream.
Yeah.
I think it's going to boil down to the writing.
Yeah.
Casting all that. You know, it's cool that I'm glad they got David Arquette on them. It's going to boil down to the writing.
Yeah. Ultimately, man. I mean, we've had four movies with this core cast. And every one of them, I mean, you say what you want about Scream 3, I don't think it was terrible. I don't think it was bad by any means. It wasn't great, but, you know, it was still a solid movie. And, you know, like, it had to do with this core group that they had. Like you said, it's so hard to fail. Like, if they fuck this one up. Like,
dude, I know Scary Movie ain't Scream, but they made a Scream movie with Sean and Marlon Wayans and fucking Anna Faris.
They did. You started it off so perfect. You're like, I know Scary Movie ain't Scream. Like, that's some shit Tim would say.
I know Scary Movie isn't Scream. However, they you know, pulled off a very strong Scream parody with Marlon, with the Wayne brothers and Anna Faris.
Yeah, they really did.
If that can happen, stupid bastard planted drugs all over the house.
Oh yeah, the sick bastard planted drugs all over the house here.
So you don't know me. I'm a plumber. Matter of fact, we don't even know who we are. You fucking flip it off. I'm on this trip. But I think it's just a good man. It's gonna boil down to that pen.
Yeah.
See how they like this.
I don't know, man. I'm scared. But yeah, so we will have to wait and see for that too. I hate this wait and see shit, but we have to. We have no choice.
There's more.
There's
one more.
Yeah, Mink, that's it for the news.
God damn. I caught a snippet of what you were saying when you were speaking a few moments ago, and you said 9 movies. I have 12, Mink.
12?
I have 12.
Oh God, Jesus Christ! Yeah, there was 10. Jesus Christ, I'm an idiot. Okay, so you counted. Okay, so you counted Freddy vs. Jason in the remake. I don't know why I said 9. Jesus,
I have 12.
12. So did you count the remake and Freddy vs. Jason?
Yeah.
Oh fuck me. Oh boy.
Okay. And
you know what? I'm gonna throw, as we're going, I'm gonna throw the remake in there somewhere. I'm gonna spitball this one. I'm not gonna throw Freddy vs. Jason in. I'll let you have Freddy vs. Jason, because I have no fucking idea where I'd put that. I'll try and think it's not. I just don't think I'll be able to figure it out by the time we're done with this, to be honest.
You want to do 10 or 12?
Let's do 12. Like I said, I'll throw the remake in there somewhere. I'm pretty sure our shittiest is the same.
Shittiest is the same. I mean, there's no fucking question about which one is the shittiest.
Yeah, so we can kind of knock this one out. I think the shittiest one is the same for everybody. Jason goes to hell. I mean,
yeah. You want to just run down your 9, and then I'll run down my 12. Do it
okay.
Like that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I won't throw the remake in, but I could say this right now: the remake will be if I were to place it in here, would be towards the lower half. It wouldn't be at the end, like dead at the end, but it'd be towards the lower portion. But mine goes, my 10 goes, Jason Goes to Hell, shittiest, part 7, part 5, part 4, Jason X, Jason Lives, Jason Takes Manhattan, part 1, part 2, part 3.
Part 3 is number 1 for you?
Yeah.
We got the same number 1.
Damn. All right, shit.
Same number 1 in the same lap.
Okay.
So I got 12 movies.
Okay.
My very last, part 9, Jason right. Goes to Hell. Number 11 for me was the reboot.
Okay.
Number 10 for me was part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan.
Ooh.
Number 9 was part 4, The Final Chapter.
Okay.
Number 8 was part 7, The New Blood. Number 7 was part 6, Jason Lives. Number 6 was part 1. Number 5 was part 2. Okay. Number 4 was part 5, A New Beginning. And then for number 3, 2, and 1, 3 was Jason X, 2 was Freddy versus Jason, and number 1 was part 3.
Okay. So we don't have to go over why number 9 is number 9. We really just don't. It's a terrible fucking movie. I think everybody can agree. Okay, so you had the reboot really low down there, huh?
Yeah, it came in right after Jason Goes to Hell.
Okay, all right. So why did you... Is there any specific reasons it was there for you?
I'm going... The reason why that one went up there was for the same reason why right after that, Part 8 came in.
Okay.
And I'm going by the continuity on Friday and how well these movies got, you know, like Jason together and all. It seems like Jason's always all over the place. Like out of all the boogeymen, so to speak, or whatever, Jason seems to be the most unorganized.
Okay.
Part 8 was the continuity in the movie was pretty bad. And then the reboot, you have this whole complete different kind of Jason. You know, he's running around and doing weird, you know, kind of in his sport to be a direct reboot. I marked it for that because it's just, you know, bad continuity, which I try not to judge it too hard because I understand that Jason is kind of all over the place. But like, if you look at 1, 2, 3, and 4, they kind of go in the same direction. Then you get to 5, it picks up where it, you know, where it left off. They get a new Jason because of it, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, I can see. See, my problem with the remake, the director is a huge piece. I say that every time. The remake, they tried to do too much with, because Jason morphed. You look at part 2 and all the way down to Jason X. I mean, Jesus Christ, the metamorphosis that this character has gone through. And they tried to stuff Sackhead, you know, like part 3 and 4-ish Jason. And he didn't look zombified, but like, you know what I mean? Like they kind of morphed all of Jason's except for Jason X into one. And that's not going to work.
He had hair and shit. It was so weird. And doing a reboot, you know, I'm coming from a hardcore Friday standpoint on that one.
Right.
And I don't think it met the criteria it needed to meet for it. It felt like, you know what? It was like, it wasn't even Jason. What's a more relatable killer? Felt like fucking,
Felt like Victor Crowley.
Yeah. I kind of. Yeah. Like Victor Crowley, man. Yeah, that's a good comparison.
I don't
found it before in the other one. Like we did a review on that one.
Yeah, we did.
That one came in right after Jason Goes to Hell, and for obvious reasons, that one's dead last.
Right. Well, I had part 7, which you had. Holy shit! Where was your 7?
Part 7, I put at 8.
Okay. So you had it towards the the lesser tier, more a little bit towards the middle of the pack. My problem with this was, let me just start by saying part 7, one of my favorite looking Jason. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. But I don't know, man. Part 6, I had up there pretty good. Part 6 was my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So out of 10 movies, it was, you got some Brajol towards the top, you know. So to be 5 isn't bad at all. So part 6, I felt like they came back, you know, they had part 5, it was what it was, not Jason, all that. I feel like they really came back strong with Jason in part 6, and this movie, this part seven makes me realize when people, like the few people that I've heard say they don't like Jason, because, oh, it's just about killing. And, you know, there's nothing to the movie. This movie kind of makes me understand what I was kind of was just there, and he's killing counseling, you know, like all that.
It was the best looking Jason, though.
It was badass Jason. Kane Hodder played that Jason.
He did. He I think that was his best one.
Yeah, that was a really good looking. I liked it a lot. Yeah, it was what it was. I mean, but are you surprised that part five wasn't my second to last?
Where did you put five?
It was number seven. So third from the bottom.
No, I mean, I understand. I know your point on it. Like, I can see. And it's a lot of people, you know, for many reasons. One of them being that actual Jason wasn't in there for being listed like that. Like, that's makes sense, you know. But I'm going from, like, a continuity aspect of it. And just because I like the movie, too, like, I feel like Jason, that part five was pretty well written, mm-hmm. you know, to have that lore of Jason still being around. And then putting myself back in that time, and, you know, and you're in that mind frame, like, well, he's supposed to be dead. They stuck with that. So they had that twist in there at the end. So I can imagine being back then, they're like, oh, shit, damn.
Right. You
know? And then plus, it's one of the first Friday movies that actually, like, sat down and actually was able to pay attention to the whole plot other okay. than it being a stab fest.
Okay.
And it was a pretty good story. So where did I put, part five?
You had it one, two, three, fourth on your list. So.
Yeah.
There's discrepancy here. You know what? I almost put it as I have it one, two, three. I have it seventh on mine. I almost put it sixth.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. Like, I almost did. I have it eighth. I'm sorry. I almost put it seventh.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Hold on. What's your list again?
Mine is from the bottom, 10th place, Shithole Fest, Jason Goes to Hell. Part seven, New Blood. Part five, A New Beginning. Part four, The Final Chapter. Jason X, Jason Lives, part six. Jason Takes Manhattan, part eight. And then part one, part two, and part three.
Okay, I got you.
Right. I had it eighth.
Okay, so you almost had it seven.
Almost. Very close. Very close. But, yeah, I mean, after the rewatch, it did move up. I probably should have put it. Damn it. I'm just going to leave it where it's at for now. But you know what? No, officially in the books, mate, I'm going to change it right now. I'm changing it. My list now. I would fucking do it. I have to, mate. I have to. The more I'm looking at it, like, I feel like I have to. So I'm going to change this to my seventh. So I'm a little closer to you. So it's not eighth, it's seven.
Four goes to eight, five goes seven.
Yep, it's official. So. You know, the rewatch really did a lot for me. I'm not going to lie. It really did a lot for me. And it's hard to get past it. It's not Jason. It's really hard for me. It's hard.
It is. It does get a huge knock for that. But he was supposed to not be in there. You know, so they did. I think they did a pretty good job in writing in that twist. And then plus, how can you forget the amazing pair of titties, the titty tutties, the fucking titty toes, the tits of our tits, the mother tits of this one.
Damn, look at them titties.
I'm surprised it wasn't number one for you based on that alone.
If I had to rank them going by titties, yeah, number one. and then Reboot would be in the top five if we went by titties.
Yeah, yeah. The Reboot, they'd be right behind them.
Change the whole damn list.
Yeah. Change the whole damn list.
We should do a movie based on titties, the whole franchise. We do Paranormal Activity. Katie Featherston be number one on all the titty list. So you got Hell at number 10, seven for number nine, you got part four for number eight, and you got part five for number seven. Right. Jason X is six. I'm surprised you got it at that mid like that.
You know, I was saying earlier that it was hard for me. A few of them were hard for me. This one was hard. I didn't know where to put it. And yeah, it might be a little higher, but I don't know. I was looking at it there's a few of these that are in their places for different reasons. Like Jason Takes Manhattan. People are going to call me crazy for having that at number four. And I might be. But you know what? It's not that it, so much that it was a great movie, but it was fun. You know, and Jason X was fun. Kills in it were phenomenal. Jason looked awesome. They got Camp Crystal Lake in there from a fucking spaceship, you know?
Right.
It really, yeah, you're right. I mean, it was hard to place this one. This one was difficult.
It's kind of like Redhead's stepchild of the franchise.
Everyone shits on it.
Yeah, but I put it as number three.
That I did want to make, because I know that you like Jason X. We both love Jason X. I'm surprised you had it up there, though. What made you really, like, shove it up to three?
I like the fact that they went ahead with the fact that he was dead, and they somehow find a way to bring him back, and they were doing this whole in space aspect of it, so they went ahead and dived in, man. They took advantage of the fact they had technology, and not only that, it didn't stop there. They revamped him to look so modern, but it stayed true to the original Jason. You know, he didn't really, I mean, he looks 110% different, but when you're looking at the concept of what Jason Voorhees is, they made all the checks. They had the mask embedded into the head and had the human part that was still shown in the back. They didn't veer off and do some other crazy shit like that. He still relied on the machete, you know, yeah. I like that. And then plus for him to still kill when he was dead, like they threw that little spiritualism that Jason has into the movie still, you know, when he was frozen and he cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked it a lot, man.
Fucked him on the way out.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. And then plus, I mean, I think out of all the movies, man, like this one had the best kill with the liquid nitrogen face. It just fucking exploded. Like that was just Jason all the way.
I believe IR Chris said that was the best kill in the franchise. I could be wrong. Maybe it was Rob. I don't remember. Somebody said it was the best kill in the franchise. Dude, they were able to do a lot. You're right. And
they dove in and took advantage of it. And it made it look good. They didn't do it, you know, like they didn't cut, you know, they utilized it well. Like whatever they had in the budget, no, I don't know exactly what the number is, but whatever they had, they made sure to use it well, man. Like even the scenes were fun for the characters to be inside of. And then when you look outside the, you know, horror standpoint, just the sci-fi, they put dude's arm back normal. You know, they upgraded the fucking robot for her to kick his ass. Like, that was cool. And then plus, you know, staying true to the continuity of it, dude. They, you know, he was dead. And then they threw him back in the virtual, you know, Camp Crystal Lake, and they put the throwback on.
Yeah. Yeah. That was big.
Yep.
That was big.
So that got major points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and this movie had a, where did it go? $14 million budget, Jason X. And, I mean, you know, sort of space movie, you know, I don't know how far that goes, but it only made $17 million in the box office.
That was it?
Yeah.
$3 million left? That was it? How much was $3 million?
16.9, so not even that. I rounded them up. I was generous.
Fucking suckers.
Right, you know, and I think I really think it's, I don't know, man. It's one of those things where, and I can see at the time when the hell did Jason X come out? 2001. We were young, so it's like, you know, it was Jason, so we were ready to go. All we needed to know was Jason Voorhees. But even at that time, 12-year-old me, or no, how old was I in 2000? Yeah, around 12-year-old me. Even I was looking at it as, wow, space, you know. So it's like, it's one of those people look back on, I think. And I think with the people who give it a fair chance, if someone really, you put a horror fan, Jason fan in front of a television and put on Jason X and they gave it a fair opportunity, it's hard for them really to shit on it entirely.
It is. It is. If you really sat down and you watched it, like any people who are listening to this podcast right now and you're on the cliff with this movie, if you really just sat down and took the time to really watch it and pay attention to everything that's going on and get into the movie, it'll change your mind. You'll like it. I promise you.
Right. You just got to give it the chance.
Mm-hmm. Just go with the flow of the movie.
Yeah, that's the hard part. But yeah, so, you know, oh, wait, where'd my thing go? Okay, so since I moved poor part four down to the number seven spot, the reason being, I was not a big fan of the young Tommy Jarvis. Also, carrying on from last week with Matt Shacha, Jarvis map on Friday the 13th, the game, absolute shit, worst map in the game. Moving forward.
You moved four to eight, right?
Yes, four is at eight. Pretty much, yeah.
Dead-ass similar on that, because mine's at nine.
I was going to say, we both had it down low. I like the Jason. I'm not going to shit on the Jason. I like the Jason. But was it the story that did it for you, too?
It's something about part four for me. I just didn't like after, you know, when you see what 1, 2, and 3 were about, and then now he's actually like tunneling somebody. Right. It just threw me off right there.
Yeah.
You know, it became like Michael Myers.
Yeah, I can see that.
Which it has been said that the first one was a big inspired movie of Halloween, and you can see it. Like, I get it. And there's always those comparisons between Jason and Michael Myers, but this one, I think, is when they started kind of veering off the tracks a little bit. They reeled it back in, and then they just said, fuck it.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I agree. There's just something about it. I didn't like the Jarvis story, like all that. I didn't like that, but it's just, I agree. There's something about it that I can't quite put my finger on that I didn't like. Couldn't do it.
Maybe it's the Jarvis movie. I mean, they did introduce him, and then he had a good run with the franchise, and he's the most popular character outside of Jason, you know?
Yeah.
I think that part 6, that scene that they had, really made part 4 stand out a little bit better. But on its own, when part 4 came out, you know, I'm picturing myself back then and witnessing this, I'd have been let down because, you know, Jason's, he's known less to give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's no method behind anything. There's no drive. It's just, I'm killing you.
Right. Yeah. And I like I said, with part 7, I could see where it just becomes a kill fest and there's really no point to the movie with that, but it doesn't need to be that drastic. But you also don't need to really, it might sound fucked up and people might crucify me for it, but some Jason movies just don't really need to try and get that deep, you know. And I feel like this, it went too deep.
Yeah. That's when they started trying to fucking go Wes Craven and have a fucking whole theory for the shit that makes sense, which people, you know, they're striving for. Like, to this day, I don't feel like people really understand what Jason is. Or
right.
I think that's what fucked up number part 9 and all that. Like, they try to justify him as being a slug or some fucking shit. Ugh. Dude, like, this one, part 4, they kind of went more for story than they did for gory, which Jason's more known
for. And gory.
Yeah, and they just kind of said, fuck it. And it's just something about it. Just like, I think when 6 came out, it made for more. 5 and 6 came out, actually. I'll even say 5 and 6 because it had Tommy in there.
Right.
But Big Tom, I mean, that's Don Matthews. That's Tommy Jarvis. I think when 6 came out, that really would, you know, lifted 4 up a little bit more than what it deserves in some people's list. But yeah, number 4 was weird.
Yeah, number 4. But, okay, so we had number 4 around the same neighborhood. Number 7, we were right on par with that. Right on par with that. You had, we talked about my Jason X being middle of the pack. You had 6 right around the middle of your pack, too. Actually, we're pretty on par with these lists together.
Yeah.
This might be a consensus list for the most part.
Could be.
Yeah, so... 6, it had our boy Tom Matthews in it. Tombstone, part 5, you know, it didn't have Jason. Like, where the fuck were they going to go for part 6? I feel they came back strong, and that's why I put it. I didn't want to put it low based on even just that alone.
Yeah, they did. Part 6, I really enjoyed that one. That was another one I could sit down and actually follow throughout the whole movie. And it made a very convincing Tom Matthews. Made a very convincing Tommy Jarvis, because before then he just looked like some. He had 5, where he was portrayed as like some lunatic that just fucking was strung out swinging at the fences.
Right.
Of course, he was a kid, you know. But Corey Feldman can only portray Tommy Jarvis as a kid, but so far because he's a child. Now, real things, real life things are happening. He's got to take control. There's nobody to protect him. He's grown. He's on his own. And I think he did a really good job of portraying somebody who is in that predicament and dealing with the stressor of Jason Voorhees.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie also didn't forget about Jason Voorhees. It's still a very strong Jason movie.
Right. And, you know, it had the stressful moments with the kids in the, you know, the cabin. It's hard to build. This is going to come out wrong. It's hard to build the proper, like, if you look up the dictionary term, the definition for suspense. It's hard to build the proper term of suspense in a Jason movie because, I mean, it's not really suspenseful. Like, it's, you know, it's scary and, you know, all that, but there's really not much suspense there. Like, you kind of assume when Jason gets you, you're fucked. You know, so it's not really so any here and there. But those kids, like, they added a good portion of that. It just, it had everything. It checked all the fucking marks, man. It was a good middle-of-the-road movie as far as this franchise. It was a good movie. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad at all by any means. It deserves to be right in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, I think it's a fair placement for it. I think it's fair for those three movies individually to be in that little area right there, in that little mid-pack. Because you got the first, second, and the third. And then you have 4, 5, and 6, man. And these are like completely two different eras of the franchise.
Mm.
You know, and as you get down further into both of our lists, you start seeing where Part 1 and 2 and 3 start coming into play.
Yeah.
I think our lists are very fair.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, now we're getting into, I mean, Mike, I had Jason Takes Manhattan Part 8. I had it 4th. You had it way down, way down at what? 9? No, 10. So, like I said, I put it here just because it's a fun movie. It had some cool kills. You know, it wasn't like this. I'm not putting it there based on its fucking cinematic presence by any means. But it was a fun Jason movie. You really didn't give a fuck about this one, huh?
This one I knocked hard because it just, you know, I know Jason movies and shits, they don't tend to make sense, but this one really didn't make any sense. And then plus they said it takes Manhattan. It's only Manhattan in like the, you know, last quarter of the movie. That's all you get. So for the rest of it, I think it should be retitled Jason Takes Vancouver.
Wow, goddamn.
And then, you know, like you were talking about the suspense. This is where he all of a sudden gets the teleport move. So, like, it took away that suspense that Jason typically had of, like, how's he going to get him? You know, now you know you just turn around and he's got you.
Right.
And then plus, like, just little things, man. Like, when he picked up the mask and it was the same mask. I know it's digging deep, but it was it made it look a little bit more cheesier than what it needed to be. And it wasn't really that cheesy of a movie, but, like, something like that. But I can understand being in the time, like, you would, you know, that's cool as fuck. And you're like, damn, man, here he is, he's back. You know, they revived him. I think they found an interesting way to bring him back, too. The way they resuscitated, and he came back, and he went immediately back into killing spree. But what gets me the most is that it's a Jason Takes Manhattan movie, and you don't get the Manhattan until the last part of the movie, and the rest of it's on this boat. Just a bunch of weird other shit just going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. I can see that. It's a gimmicky movie. Another reason I gave it a little more credit is because it's the 8th movie in a franchise. You know, so it's like the franchise was in decline. It was already getting old. Dude, this movie only had a $5 million budget. You know, so it's like even the studios knew. Yeah, this is on its last leg. So you know what? They were able to pump out something that I look at as serviceable. It was definitely entertaining. You know, this is something that you put on for fun. They kind of just, you know, you have some people over, want to watch Jason Takes Manhattan. You sit and you have a good time. It's nothing that's going to sit and scare you. It's not creepy. It's not spooky. It's none of that. It's just fun. You know, it's a fun movie. I looked at it too as I always enjoyed it when I put it on.
Yeah. I think it has one of the best horror posters
of all.
I really do. Mm-hmm. You know, and then just that the mask, his hand over the city and shit. And I think that was one of the best that ever came out.
Yeah. I never argue with anybody when they put it low and say it sucked because I could definitely see why. It's just one of those that when I think about it, I think about a good time. Yeah, kind of like a prostitute.
There you go, now you know. You got it in a unique spot.
I do. I know. A lot of people give me shit for it, but you know what? Like I said, definitely better than Part 9. I think it's better than Part 7. You know, it's more enjoyable than Part 4.
Shit, I think it was better than Reboot.
Yeah, shit, the Reboot in Part 9, apparently. But you see, now, here's where we're getting we're getting fuzzy as we're getting towards the top. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You had Part 1 at 6, Mink. You're gonna get fucking people outside your door with pitchforks.
I'm not a big fan of Part 1, man.
Really?
Not a big fan of Part 1. When you're looking at the whole entire franchise together, you gotta make a list and you and I'm trying to do it as honest in my opinion as I can.
Right.
You know, part one for me is right there.
Okay. I mean, there's no Jason. I mean, yeah, unless you're counting. What'd you call him? The little fucker? At the
The little bastard.
The little bastard.
For a lot of people, man, this is the one that, like, when they say Friday, this is what sums up the whole thing. Yeah. Where did you place it as? Where was it?
I had it as three.
Three. Oh, shit.
Yeah. See, Friday the 13th, because, you know, you think about Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, Texas Chainsaw Massacre for sure. Whenever, even Scream, whenever people mention, oh, what's the favorite one? Original. This one, it's hard to pick the original as your favorite because Jason ain't fucking even in it. So I couldn't put it as one. I couldn't put it as two. But, dude, I really liked the movie. Because if we, you know, this movie came out, when the hell did part one come out? 1980. So, obviously, this is before our time. So, we're not able to put ourselves in that, you know, we didn't have the benefit of seeing it when it came out. So, putting yourself in that time, and this movie's fresh, nobody knows. Like, dude, I would have never seen that coming at the end. Well, I mean, you talk about Jason comes out of the lake, but even just Pamela. Like, when you see her, you think, you know, an older woman, she's harmless. Just poor old white lady in the woods.
I think this movie set the tone for what was going to happen on in the franchise, and they followed it up well with two. You know, that was an awesome movie, especially in the beginning.
Right.
You know, that beginning is probably the best beginning in all the franchises. You know, I think that beginning is very iconic of him just, you know, going through that neighborhood and snatching her up and then killing her off because it's like as if nobody really survived the first one.
Right.
And it definitely hits a big continuity point. But also at the same time, man, for it being the first one and then for them to, you know, come out and openly admit that it drew a lot of inspiration from Halloween. And then it didn't have a lot of originality to it. And in some senses, one could even argue, theoretically, not even a Friday movie.
That's where it comes in great. You know, yeah. It's like,
What was the official name for it? Like originally, it was something completely different. Camp Crystal Lake, or something. It was something else.
It was supposed to be called like Camp Blood or something like that. The original concept for the title. Yeah, but yeah, I guess I could see it. I mean, I could definitely see it. But right before that, at one, two, at five, you had part two. So you even had. I thought you would have part two higher than that.
Mm-mm.
Damn, disrespecting the sack.
Sackhead is one of my favorites.
I know.
Like I said, man, it's all these movies got to be bundled in.
Right.
I'm trying to put it, you know, the best way that I can. I feel like part two was definitely a direct follow-up from part one, so it felt right, and I liked it better than part one. It felt right to just follow it up right there and put it at number five. So it makes the top five.
Yeah. And you're talking about some great movies, you know, so that's another thing people have to keep in mind. Yeah, there's some great movies on this list. So that's what we were talking about before. Part six being middle of the pack. Like, dude, that's no knock. Look what's in front of it, you know? So it's like, it's hard to really to place some of these when you're talking, like, because they're going up against Barjol. But I had part two as number two because the movie was really fucking good. And as much as we like the more zombie-fied Jason as just a standalone Jason Voorhees, dude, part two was Sackhead was really fucking cool.
He is awesome. That scene where he came in through the window and snatched an old girl up, man, fucking everybody wanted to know. The greatest thing about this movie is, you know, everybody wants to know what the fuck Jason looks like. Mm-hmm. And boy, do they fucking show you. Like, you get to see him.
Yeah.
Full grown, mask off. Fucking at his worst.
Yeah.
They get what you want, man. In very rare instances do they do that in horror movies, man. Especially now it feels dry. You just don't get what you're looking for, man. I hate when horror movies end like that too. You're like, fuck all, that's it, man. They didn't end this. Yeah. They ended this exactly the way that you wanted it to end. And they replayed it like three fucking times or something.
Yeah, they gave you every angle of that son of a
bitch. Okay, here you go. This is going to be a big part of the fucking movie. Get ready. Mm-hmm. Who played him in this one? Was it Kane?
No. This was Warrington Gillette.
Did he play any other Jasons after that?
No.
Oh.
Did not.
He did a damn good job. I mean, I can definitely see why you put it at number two, for sure.
It was a good movie. And it was the first one with Jason in it. You know, really Jason in it. And we never got to see Sackhead again after that, other than, you know, the reboot, for what it's worth. But,
you know, really, a lot of people go out and they go and get that fucking hockey mask for Halloween. You want to impress us? Go get a fucking sack.
And do it right. And overalls.
Yep.
That's over and a button up.
That's what I used to play with as fucking in the game, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Second. And, actually, you know what, Mink? As we were doing this, too, I found a place for Freddy vs.
Did you?
I did. I moved part one down. So Freddy vs. Jason would be my third.
Okay. Yeah, he's in my top three.
Right.
One. I think this one goes both ways. Like, if you were doing a Nightmare on Elm Street, you can definitely go both ways hard on this one.
Yeah.
Whether you're Freddy or you're Jason, I think you can definitely put this on there. And I got it as number two. You put it in number three. It made our top three. And I put it here, man. This one, it was close to being fucking number one. Let me tell you. Like, when I started the list, I was about to put that. And I was like, let me get a general consensus of everything that's going on.
And let me reevaluate.
I said, don't let me think too hasty. I got time, you know.
It's almost like cheating. Yeah, because it's got Freddy Krueger.
It is. But, I mean, they had the fucking slug in there.
Yeah, and they did it cool, at least. Like, you know, Jason Goes to Hell, it was just fucking...
But the drama, the shit behind the scenes, the whole Kane Hodder story, the guy that played Jason did a fucking awesome job playing Jason. I think, you know, like, I watched the movie again recently, and I did like the way he did it. Like, he did well. He wasn't a bad Jason at all. That scene in the cornfield when they fucking played that rock music and shit was burning, he owned it. Sorry, Kane. He owned it, dude. He really stepped in and played fucking Jason well. I know a lot of people don't like this movie, mate, because, you know, the whole fucking him crying and being afraid of water, but he
that's Jason, though.
He needed to have a weakness. Like, Jason, you know, he had that with his mom. It was in there.
Ken Kersinger played Jason. He's a tall son of a bitch. And, he played great. Kane Hodder was salty about it, and he said what he said about it. Like, oh, if you want, I forget exactly what he said, something along the lines of, if you want Jason to be a skinny bitch, something like that. He was being salty as fuck. Ken did a terrific job.
Yeah.
I mean, not wrong with what he did. And, yeah, like I said, it had Freddy Krueger, so obviously it's going to be high up there. And it's just hard to... It was such a great movie. Like, 2003, it looked like even newer than that. And it was... I don't know how people get... Didn't Dismay shit on Freddy vs. Jason?
She did. She missed the boat. I like this one, man, because of the fucking fight sequences, because of the killing. Like, when he landed that machete, like, you felt it. Like, you're like, damn, man. Like, he's fucking leaning in. And then when they got into that fight, you know, outside the dream world, like, when he was fucking Freddy up, as a Freddy fan, I was like, God damn it, man.
Here it all goes.
Cut his head off and all, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think they did it really good well with the story too, man. Like, how fucking perfect. It was so well written to have Freddy use Jason to get the power back that he needed, and it fucking flip on him. You know, like, that's very realistic. It wasn't some too far fetched shit. Like,
yeah, it made sense.
Like, yeah,
and to pull something like that off, right. You know. Because you got to think too. They used the kids as an avenue, but you know, because obviously Jason couldn't figure that out.
It was good, man. I liked it. Now we're getting to the meat and potatoes of it.
Getting to the neatest of the grittiest. We both had part three. I mean, dude, that was Jason. I mean, that's when he got the mask. That was him in his purest form.
Yeah, this one is a Jason movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one, he got his mask. He fucking went full on out, fucked shit up, had some titties in it as well.
Yeah, and Heine.
Not as good as five titties, but it had titties and Heine's nonetheless.
Right. And going back to the game, it had the hippie, Fox, and the Jew in this movie. All in one movie.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, shit.
Dude, what's his name? The Jew? That's such a fucking notable character, not just in the game, but in the movie too, man. What was his name?
Shit.
I forget what it was. But he was a fucking trip, dude. And they even gave like some insight on like props and how they're used. You know, he played dead with the fucking arrow and to like they were able to do a lot with Jason, even though he wasn't in there, but doing shit like that. And that's what added to such, you know, all the big suspense with them.
And Higgins Haven. I mean, my favorite map on the game.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was very well written, you know, like the little shit, like he was saying, you should use that child psychology.
Right.
He was sitting there, you know, she was trying to start the car, and then she fucking did it. Number one.
Numero uno. And it might be a consensus, because I sent out a tweet saying we were ranking the Friday the 13th movies, and Chris's movies, from the bottom to the top, is 5, 9, 8, Jason X, Remake, I don't know how the hell that got so... Part 2, Part 1, 6, 7, Freddy vs. Jason, 4, and 3. I don't know how 4 got that high up either, but 3, number 1.
See? Yeah. There you go, set in stone.
Yeah, and the only other person to be fair, only said long ago, horror movies and stuff, at Mr. Horror said, from the bottom to the top, Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, that's fucked up. The remake, then he had Jason X, Part 5, Freddy vs. Jason, Part 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hmm.
3's up there, though, in all of them.
It is, man. It's in the top 3, ain't it?
Yep. And I also would like to point out, just for the record, Kane Hodder was only Jason in one of my top 5s. And it was Part 8, which apparently no one thinks is part five, is top 5. So, and he was only Jason in one of Chris's top 5. Part 7. That's it.
Yeah. And he prides himself on this.
Right. I mean, just saying. The movie's apparently a shit. Just saying.
He ain't Sackhead.
Right. It would be cool to have a remake. Who played Jason? Part 6 was CJ Graham. So horror movies and stuff, he wasn't even in the top 5. Old fucking Hodder.
Gotta own that Victor Crowley.
Right. I'm telling you, man. That's what I mean. Like, the Jason movies were shit that he was in.
Yeah, he I think the movies themselves are right, but I just don't think that he, as much as he wants to be Jason, his didn't stand out amongst the other ones because they were just better movies, you know? And then plus he had people like Sackhead playing just better parts. I think he just tried too hard, man. That's a very good instance of when somebody thinks who the fuck they are and they just try so goddamn hard.
And we already admitted Part 7 is possibly, it's our favorite Jason. Kane Hodder played that. But, dude, it's such a dependent role on shit.
Well, not only that, he had the best makeup effects. He had...
Right.
He was very fucking decked out and set up.
He didn't say nothing.
No. No.
So.
Fucking Sackhead had to walk around with one goddamn eye. Imagine the depth perception.
Yeah.
Doing it.
But, yeah, man, I mean, we fucking ranked the Friday movies.
I think it was fair.
We were fair. We both had movies that were up there. That were, we had one. We you know what's weird too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mine was Jason Takes Manhattan. 1, 2, 3. Okay. So my fifth was Jason Takes Manhattan because that's the one I always had fun with. You know, it's like a sentimental one to me. Yours was Part 5. You said that was the first one you really sat and like watched the whole thing. So our sentimental picks were in the same neighborhood too.
Yeah. I think we can all agree that number 3 was the best.
Yeah, it's the one that had a really
my goal.
Yeah, so go check out our website. We got, like I said earlier, our articles, interviews, Matt Shacha, we talked about our interview with him from last week, that's up there. Dom Matthews and Harry Manfredini, part of the Friday the 13th franchises. We have interviews with them up there. Check us out on Twitter, @SlasherRadio. I'm at Mike Stead.
At Bobby Spencer with 2 R's.
And come check us out next week, guys. We'll be back. Good night from Slasher Radio.
All the best of Slasher Radio podcast.
do it when you play GTA and they just shoot you out of the sky.
I don't think I would use it to anybody on GTA. They would really have to be a dick to do that. They'd really have
everybody
to be
a dick. On GTA is a dick. Everyone.
That's true. Dude, I had this one kid message me for like 2 hours. Like, I wasn't even answering him the full amount of time. Like, I would just ignore him. I turned my notifications off on Xbox. And he just kept fucking sending. Like, I would check every now and then. There'd be like fucking 8 messages. I'm like, God damn. And all because I loaded into a public lobby because I spawned at the casino. And I was checking for the new podium vehicle to come out, see what they were going to do. And it didn't come out. So I'm like, all right, like, I'm waiting around. And, you know, there was a kid out there. I was in my DeLorean. And it locked on him. Like, yeah, fuck it. I blew shit up. And, dude, he was not fucking happy about it. Like, at all. I was like, wow.
I got there recently, man. I fucking sat down. And Dead by Daylight was updating on there. And I played. I think it was Thursday.
Yeah.
And as soon as I fucking loaded in the game, man, I got blew up. I was like, well, fuck me. Yeah. I gotta go find my fucking car. Gotta fly that bitch out the impound. And then as soon as I got in the sky, some other jackass fucking blew me up again. I said, well, this is gonna be a fucking great day.
Yeah.
Twice.
I don't fuck around in public lobbies. That's why. That's why. Dude, doing those setups for that heist. Oh my god, I was so. Oh, you were on that one time. One time though, really pissed me off because
this guy literally just came out the wood. I wish I could take a picture of him. He just came out of the woods. All right, hold on, man, dude. No, I can't do this. I hope I can get a picture of him. Please, Lord, please. Please, God, please. Let me get a picture of this cop. Come on, Lord. It's time to put this poor son into the work.
Push it, baby.
This is the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen, dude.
Someone just came out of the woods?
Yeah, I'm going to show you the whole thing. I'm going to show you the whole thing. He just went through the parking lot. I'm going to be able to get this. This is cool as fuck, dude. Come on, bro. Shit. Don't run away. I'm trying to take a picture of you, dude. I'm nice. I'm not chasing you.
Don't run away. I'm not going to rape you. Stop.
Yeah. I'm not trying to break it. You're cool. I like it, dude. Slow down.
I hear the fucking, what is that, your engine?
No, it's his.
Really?
He's on a fucking four-wheeler, dude.
Oh, shit.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can show you this. All right. Oh, I didn't even wait. Picture. Okay. Damn, that pissed me off. Ah, you went on the other side.
Shoot, bitch.
There's these. Alright, I'm gonna show you. Let me get on this Snapchat and show you. I just took the fucking mud van on the main road. The fucking highway. Not even technically. Still kind of go back there and hang out.
Damn.
Yeah, they kind of have like these little redneck parties. And right. A redneck party, they'll take like a giant fucking wooden spool, which ain't hard to find. I mean, you could go to any kind of like construction site and get them.
Right.
Or they wrap a bunch of wire and shit. So when it's done, when you're done with it, you got a spool. You got a big ass wooden spool. But they'll use it as a table.
Okay.
And then they'll get like two of those. Somebody puts one in their truck. Another guy puts another one in their truck. And they go out to this area and they clear it out.
they'll put a bunch of fucking sticks and shit in the middle, and they'll start a big ass bonfire, set the tables up, have the trucks, you know, play music or whatever, and boom, it turns to a fucking nightclub out there. Remember Freddy versus Jason?
Right.
That's what they do. That's what he was doing back then.
That's some cool shit, though, man.
Yeah,
it really is. Everybody brings some beer, you know, have a good old fucking time.
Yeah. To one in high school, we went back there, and it was nice. It smelled like fucking smoke and fire and shit.
Smoke and pussy, it smelled like back there, but.
Lunch. Warm beer. That's what it was.
Smoking pussy. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
So, yeah, he left. Good for him. I wish he would have stopped. That would have actually been like, dude, that's pretty fucking cool, man. You can come through here anytime you want.
Right.
Steve, we got a small cock.
I got a small cock.
I don't. Does he have a small cock? But he's got a loose fucking asshole. The elastic plastic is blown out on that man.
Blown out?